from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hold up. We got a... The screen went black.
Oh.
She might be getting a phone call. We got a run-in. She's here with us. We was worried about you. What's up, TK?
Hey. Sorry, I was on the phone with corporate.
Yeah. Corporate crick.
They found out what we've been talking about the last 3 years, huh? And they were like, hey, we got to shut some of this pause stuff down.
Yeah, you know it is.
She's like, no, that's not what it was. That's all right. You can text us all about it later.
Yeah. You know how it goes.
We were trying to figure out what, like, when you normally would have been on, what would we have been talking about with Trista at the time? I think I landed on Team USA and their dominance.
Did you guys think that it was right that Draymond decided to, like, bury Steve Kerr?
You could have stopped that. Did you think it was right that Draymond, and we just would have said,
yeah, I think Draymond's an idiot.
I was.
And I try never to call people out their names, but that man is a jackass.
Yeah, he came out. Sorry, I got to fix this curl. It's kind of weird. Something's going on with it. Why?
Okay, it's weird. Gotcha. It's fantastic.
Anyway. Yeah, when he decided, like, oh, they need to match up with us, we don't need to match up with them, it's like a very United States centric opinion, and I get that. We have the most talented basketball, like, collection of athletes in the world, but, like, do not sleep. We could F around and lose at any given time. We did last year, even though we sent, like, our C or D team last year to the FIBA, which is crazy. When you look back at 2021, the Tokyo Olympics, like, what were we doing?
Oh, man, I seen a couple of... I seen some team pictures of the last two Team USAs. They're like, oh, man, we were unserious. We're unserious about this.
Like, not coincidentally, that's the gold medal, Joel Embiid, JaVale McGee won.
Yes. Like, what is JaVale? I like JaVale fine, but, like, why is he around? You know?
Well, at least because Steph had talked about, Steph said one of the reasons he didn't go was because it was a COVID situation. Mm-hmm. The World Cup or the World Championships, they're just like, yeah, we weren't.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah, we weren't. We weren't.
Absolutely.
We were
the only reason they did them before is because essentially Coach K made them.
Mm. Yeah. Grant Hill's pandering. He doesn't care. He's like, literally, I'll just take... Grant Hill is like a desperate six, you know? That's like, oh, you don't want to take out the garbage. Like, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to see other guys? Like, that's cool, I guess. Aww. Like, just don't tell me anything about it. Like,
the desperate six took a split second to resonate.
I didn't get it at first, but then I was like,
if you go back and watch the video, there's probably going to be a delayed reaction between the way Kenny and I reacted to that line.
That's cold game, man. That's cold game. He didn't feel that way about Kawhi.
But that just tells you, like, they were, I think on top of that, I spoke to a couple of GMs during the summer league, and they thought their conspiracy theory, and like never as a fan, real quick side road, because you know I love those, never as a fan think you're off base. Because for very long, and many years of my career before I had any connections to anyone with like real power or knowledge or influence, I was like, well, maybe there's stuff going on behind the scenes I don't know. You know, maybe I'm tripping. And then you start to get dinners with these guys. They're saying the exact same things as us. We are not off base. We are right. What the logic of a situation is telling us, 9.5 times out of 10, we're 100% on track. And what he said or they said was that they thought Kawhi was looking like slightly not as good as they thought. And even though he was willing to push through it, they didn't want to play him that many minutes. And there was going to be a lot of conversation about why Kawhi couldn't play those minutes. Mm. Is he injured? Is he not himself? What's he going to happen with the Clippers next year? There's just too much noise. They're like, let's just send his ass home and bring someone in where there is no noise. Like, Derek White is the most no-noise guy that you can possibly find.
Right.
Well, I'm watching the video that you have on your Twitter page of the USA players.
Yeah.
Where it just goes one by one by one. And
look,
it is
Joel Embiid.
It is, no, Joel is funny, but like the guys who have no like swag to them whatsoever is like, I mean, Drew, very sensible. Tatum, you know,
what
showing out.
What's LeBron doing? Like, what are these fake gang signs that LeBron?
That's not, no. First, don't do that to the king. He's putting the crown on.
Is that what he was doing when he was doing this?
No, he's putting the crown on. That's King James.
All right.
He just did it in the crowd when he returned from the elbow he took to the eye.
Let me see.
He did the same thing. He put the crown on.
Put the crown on.
Meanwhile, like Tyrese is like just like goofy grinning.
Tyrese in GQ is so nuts, right? Like it's GQ. It's Tyrese Halliburton and GQ. Go together.
Some people like Tyrese's style. I don't, but some people do.
Ooh.
I don't. I'm not
sure. A fan of it. It's not my bag.
He's the one who chose the Ralph Lauren outfits, I bet.
Okay. You've been going hard at the Ralph Lauren outfits. They've been outfitting Team USA for years.
And I think he's
the jeans was a wild choice.
The jeans were bad.
The jeans were
like the blazer.
Choice.
The jeans were nasty.
And the tie was sus. There's this, in my neighborhood in Virginia, it's like a protected, like one of those historic neighborhoods, you know, and everything that you do has to pass. Even if you put a tough shed in your backyard, it has to pass the design review committee. And there's this one house that clearly does not fit. And I'm like asking one of the neighbors, hey, how did this happen? And they're like, oh, yeah, the head of the design review committee, he got dementia. And so he was letting everything go through. That's Ralph Lauren right now.
Aww.
Like he's now, like his designs just aren't as fresh as they used to be. And my man is about older than Joe Biden. And so I don't know if we need to start pushing his ass out and putting somebody like Pharrell in.
Well, Pharrell got a job.
Yeah, he would, with the bigger brand.
He is not taking a step down for Ralph Lauren.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, we need him to be designing these outfits LV.
ASAP Rocky do it or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. Not Ralph Lauren.
Ralph
himself.
Lauren is 84.
Yeah, what did I say?
Let me tell you what'll look good.
Joe Biden.
The 84-year-old man, stop it.
We can't have an 84-year-old man dress our country. We were getting mopped up by Mongolia.
South Sudan was fresh too.
Yeah, South Sudan was fire.
At 84, I'll know what's hot. I'll know what's hot. At 84, I could be a designer. I'm gonna do it.
But you're not white.
Well, true. You're not lying.
Well, for the radio audience, that might have been news. There's some members of the radio audience. They're like, wait a minute.
What? Hold on. Kenny's not white? We just thought he had a tan. I had South Sudan athletes literally in my Instagram cooking us.
Oh.
Cooking us.
Damn. I like the blazer. I mean, the tie was, it didn't bother me. The jeans, I didn't like. Yeah, I didn't like the jeans.
The jeans were so bad.
I wasn't.
It was not just the jeans, though. It was the fit of
that's,
the jeans.
That's the issue. I mean, because they were just some regular blue
jeans.
Those
were some Michael Jordan specials right there.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about the shoes either, but.
Those were some Jordache. You remember Jordache? Those were some Husky Kmart. Wash jeans. Listen, I had all those because I grew up poor. Absolutely. I know what those are. Those jeans aren't designer.
Ah, shout out Kmart always.
When you grow up poor, you appreciate when you have money more.
So much. And you know when it's like, we got too much money for this nonsense. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If I can dress like Team USA for $64.99, we got problems.
Shout out Kmart. Shout out Mervyn's. Did they have Mervyn's in Oregon?
Mervyn's.
Yeah, we have Mervyn's. Hell yeah. We have, of course, had Marshall's.
Yeah, shout out to the awkwardly stitched FUBU I used to rock.
Yep.
Still go to Marshall's to this day. TJ Maxx, they be doing their thing, too. You find some gems every now and then. Mm-hmm. Find some gems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got time to be searching for gems. I need things to be on the rack the way they have to be on the rack. I could use
spoken like a true baller. Spoken like a true baller. So
anxiety. I bet Damien's the same. It produces anxiety when I go to Marshall's. I get anxious. What is all this? This thing is near this thing. These things aren't even similar at all in sizing, in style. One's a dress. One's a suit coat. What are we doing?
I think I get anxiety just going into a store at this point.
Yes.
Everything is shopping online now. And...
Well,
going to
the
store is
overwhelming.
Well, that's
true. That's
a good point.
No, are you two finished?
Oh,
it's good.
It was a good point. That was spot on.
It's not true. The number one thing that stood out about this video was Devin Booker. Booker has no presence at all.
No.
He's just like swinging his arms like a little kid who just doesn't know what to do.
Did you see last night, though, he had Twitter in an uproar last night.
Oh,
was that about
Sumi
Noah?
And the sun?
No. He was with
Sumi, and everybody's like, stay away from her.
Oh, no.
They love Sumi. They love Sumi Lee. They're like, stay away from
her. And Devin Booker's like one of the more hated basketball players in our country.
What did Devin Booker do to anybody?
I don't know. I mean, he's a little ornery. Is that the right word? But. Devin's all right with me. He's okay with me.
I would take Devin Booker on my team every single day.
I did a 180 on Devin Booker about 3 years ago.
What'd you used to call him?
Just a basketball player.
That's not what you told us at the beginning of this show.
Well, look, if he's playing the Kings, you know, I may still say that while watching the game because you're doing some crying, you're laying down on it. Like, get up.
You use the B word?
Well, I don't know. I was just at the house and I was, you know, he was crying. I was, you know, I had an adult beverage with me. You know what I mean? But I used to get irritated with Devin Booker. Now I'm like, I kind of like D Book. He's got this chip on his shoulder. Sometimes it's kind of unnecessary, but I'm okay with it.
The thing that they don't tell you about having a chip on your shoulder is that when you succeed, it still doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. It's an unfillable well of a desire to prove people wrong.
It just changes. Like you still have a chip there. It's just, it's there for you find a different reason to leave it there.
Right.
Yes. Being a woman with a chip on your shoulder is real strange too, because like some people don't know. Especially white people don't really know how to handle it, you know, because seem a little aggressive, seem a little like, like Rick Ross, you know. I'm in a great mood today. I just want
to see that.
Glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Do you, speaking of Team USA, we were having a discussion of like, You know, can you realistically see anybody beating them? And I think if Team USA, obviously, if they're shooting 59% like they did today or like they did against Serbia, it don't matter what the other team does. But I think Germany's, like, really good. And the Serbia game that's going to happen on Thursday, I guess, Serbia, I thought, played well offensively against Team USA. They just couldn't keep up because that was a game. I think they hit 18 threes in that game, USA did. So they're just not going to win. But I wonder if Germany's the first team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Team that I look at, but I wonder if Serbia might be able to slow
make
them
it a
down.
Game.
Yeah.
I think they'll be able to make it a game because I think the first two were just sort of tune-up matches, you know? Mm. And you're going to get the most motivated version of Serbia. You know, and so, yeah, I think Germany's a better team, though, truthfully.
Than Serbia?
Yeah.
Germany's like, second best team. Yeah, Germany good. They're really good.
Yeah. And and Dennis Schroeder, Olympics Dennis Schroeder, might as well be Olympics Mello. Like, he's just
for
he's
real.
Nothing like him.
Yeah,
he's nothing
that's
like
real.
Him.
Yep.
He is a point god in Olympic play.
Yeah. He's like Patty Mills out there, which, by the way, Patty Mills still hooping.
Yeah.
By the way, really quick, did you guys see? I guess I've been living under a rock. Did you guys see that photo of Rihanna I posted last night?
I saw it last night for sure.
I've never seen that photo. Apparently, that's an old photo. I was like, we're allowing areolas on the internet for free?
Yeah, it's one of them ones. It's one of them ones. But I've seen, I don't know if it was like a see-through shirt or something. I've seen.
I think it was taken down because the only photos I see. Yeah.
I posted it.
Yeah, no, it was the. Oh, nope, there it is. Oh, yep.
Zoom on in.
No, I don't need to.
Bar in there.
No, I don't need to.
I've seen.
It's there. You don't need to zoom in to see that.
I feel like I've
seen. I was like, is that
Rihanna in that light before? Like, whether it's like a see-through shirt or something like that.
That's not see-through.
No, it's not. There's nothing.
Wait a sec, though. But wait a second.
But yeah, I know it's there because I know the tattoo.
Yeah, but hold on. When was this photo taken?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem recent.
Okay, yeah, because y'all didn't see where she was yesterday?
Yeah, she's a lot bigger now.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, no, that's what I was alluding to.
Where was she at yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I love Rihanna in all her forms.
There was a festival, I think, in Barbados.
Oh, wow.
Head over to
Lord have mercy.
Go to KSFM's IG page. It's there.
Yes.
Yeah, go to KSFM's IG page.
She had, like, leather armor on or something.
Right.
She looked like she was in Game of Thrones.
Right.
It's part of my job.
Listen, I'd be tracking Rihanna.
Yeah, no, and so, like, this version is different than. Oh dear! Oh, the Rihanna. The army is censored. The army is censored. Trista, the screen has gone black. And the funny thing is, like, we've actually lost Trista. Boy, they got her. Mm-mm. They got her.
She was at a carnival. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
Queen
was yesterday.
Rihanna.
Yeah, that was yesterday, and she's back with us.
Rihanna was that photo. Peak. Holy moly.
I don't know. This might be peak Rihanna.
Yeah, I'm last night.
Right here, boy. Yeah,
me and you got you guys have different.
And that's fine.
You know what I mean?
And that's fine.
That's yes. fine. The, it's all the, good. I like apps. The, me personally, I like apps.
Oh, well, I like something else, and I'm just going to leave it to the imagination because it's out there.
I don't know. That might be pink Rihanna, boy. Oh, boy.
she's got, you can tell she's had some babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
She's had some babies. she's delivered good probiotics. Yeah.
Only picture I saw was you cutting branches and.
Oh, that was Trista's thirst trap, she said.
Well, yeah. Well, this is, she only posted one. Oh, no, here are the rest. Where's the one? Was the one of you in the trash can an Instagram exclusive?
Correct, that was an exclusive.
See, you gotta follow her on IG because she's smashing the leaves.
We're multi-platform, baby. We're multi-platform. That was just a 24-hour only. You're not about to see me jumping up and down to zoom in for longer than 24 hours. I got like,
just out
you
here.
Know what's crazy?
Cutting
is I had like probably 10 people text me. What is your new routine? What is your new workout routine? You look cut. And I'm like, first of all, I don't. Second of all, I got food poisoning. That's what the new routine is.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there are abs protruding in some of these photos.
Trista cutting the weeds out.
My mom had me in that rhododendron bush. That was a main issue. Keep the bugs away from the house. Keep the branches away from the roof. That's it. Just clip, 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 clip. Outfit, workout, work outside outfit. I didn't anticipate photos to be taken. Decent. CDG Chucks for the win.
I know that was pretty. That's pretty solid. Rich of you too, by the way. That's how you working out. You know, I throw on some random cross trainers to do the yard work.
Mm-hmm.
Not Trista.
You know what happened was last year when I came to town, my mom and I had a massive fight over leaves, and I had those on, and I wasn't planning on doing any yard work. I was planning to go somewhere where I would have them, the white, like, all, and they were ice white at the time. Her and I got into it. She threw a broom my way and was like, if you don't like the leaves, then you can fix them yourself. And I was like, all right, bet. So I started to fix the leaves, and then I looked down, and I'm like, oh.
I'm sorry. You clarify, she threw a broom?
Yeah, like tossed the broom my way and was like, hey, you can.
Is that a Pacific Northwest term for a rake? Or did you actually sweep?
I actually used a push broom down the stairs because it's concrete. It was on concrete.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah. It was on the sidewalk. It was on our steps. I used a rake too.
Have you ever seen an older member of the community vacuuming leaves off of their like porch or front yard?
No, I haven't witnessed that.
I use a leaf blower. I like the leaf blower.
A leaf blower is not a vacuum. That is very different.
It's not.
I see these wonderful, wonderful people out there with their vacuum just trying to get it cleaned up a little bit.
Sort it.
Yep.
They also have, I think they also have like AstroTurf down. So
yeah, well.
The olds, they like their AstroTurf.
They do.
I saw some AstroTurf the other day that was like bad. It was like Bush Stadium 1991 AstroTurf. And somebody's front lawn. I said, what are we doing?
It's like this really like faded green color.
Yeah, it's like the Houston Oilers in the Astrodome AstroTurf. I said, what are we doing?
Yeah, every once in a while you go for a walk and you see someone's yard and go, you really just went for the cheap option here because that looks you'd be better off with dead grass. You'd be better off with dead grass than having that in your yard right now.
Well, my mom wanted to put the leaves in the backyard and cardboard to stop the weeds from growing. And then which I hate so much of that. I ended up buying like a leaf mulcher to kind of like, mm-hmm. we're trying to get her. Now we've got wood chips, which is awesome. So much better. But her petty ass, she leaves like a 1 foot by 1 foot square open just to show me like what would happen if it was left to my, apparently my way of doing it. And I had to come in and like use a machete because the thing got so big. It was like a huge bush in the middle, in the middle of the wood chips.
Anyway. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with that sentence.
Well, are you finished? Are you finished with the yard work? Are you good?
There's so many leaves in these bushes that I need to get out. I have to put on like a sweatshirt and go and get them out. That almost was bad.
Are you cleaning the gutters next? Like what's like next on the...
Oh, there's so many things. We washed the walls of the living room this weekend, which was a multi-day project. We did that. That was like 12 hours every day, both days. We got to get the, I got to do the hedge trimming more. I got to get those leaves out of the hedges. I got to trim the branches of the tree like with a hacksaw. I need a chainsaw, like for real.
Oh, Trista with a chainsaw. Okay.
That's interesting. I only used a chainsaw once in my life. I don't really like it.
You didn't like it?
Hell no.
I like power tools, boy.
Anything could go wrong, man.
Chainsaw Kenny.
I was dressed you know how they have the people who test the canines, you know, and they got those big old suits on. I did everything I could to have that type of wardrobe
on. No chance the saw gets through that.
And look, it was literally like 108 degrees that day.
He's probably sweating in there, and he's not mobile, so the chainsaws are more like high likelihood of getting them because he can't move around in it.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I did not like the chainsaw. I don't want to use a chainsaw again.
Well, I tell you what.
Now Jasmine has to do it.
She's got one. Yeah, she got
one. I believe it.
Yeah, we got a different type of chainsaw. We got one that like... You know, that you use to cut tree branches that are high up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the one where you cut.
A pole trimmer.
Yeah, we got one of those, and so that's a little different.
I was gonna say what?
That one's a little different, but the one that you like Chevy Chase used to in Christmas Vacation. Like, yeah, I didn't like that one.
Mm-mm. Okay, so Kenny doesn't.
Anything
like
can go wrong. It's all bad.
Are you doing stuff to your spot, Damien? I know you got a new setup. So you probably have like a garden.
I was about to say he may be orchestrating people and handing orders
over
out
there,
to do stuff.
That one over there.
But it's the thing.
The only thing Damien does is get him some lemonade and pay him.
That thing's a done deal. That thing looks better than real talk. It does look better than the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not high praise, but you're right. It absolutely does look better than the Oakland Coliseum. But again, that's not praise. I also have functioning bathrooms. So there's that. But no, I'm not doing any added work to my house. The part of the reason I purchased this house was because it didn't need to do any added work to it.
Turnkey. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. Every day I look on Redfin for my future. Mm-hmm. For no more of these little hiccups. You know, mature landscaped garden, chef's kitchen. You know, we're putting it out there. We're manifesting.
Do it. You'll find it. You'll find it. Just got to get lucky. I love like really happy Trista, like fresh off a corporate call. I can't imagine what just happened that had you in this mood, but this was fun.
No, I've been hanging with Mama Crick. Nothing puts me in a better mood than hanging with moms. She's like, if you guys ever get to experience her, it's like hearing me talk to a more unfiltered me.
Oh.
And that's like, it's very funny. It's very funny.
Y'all should have a TV show.
Well, we can't even get your mom to come on the stream, so we'll have to make a trip out there or something.
Yep. Yep. She would love y'all for sure.
All right.
Oh, David!
All right, we love you, TK.
Love y'all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.